Yesterday, I booed about the Reading Festival. I'm going to continue that boo today. So today I had to go to work, which involves driving sort of literally right by the Reading Festival site. I live, you imagine the map you had yesterday of Reading in your head, the motorway going underneath it. I live at North Reading, up in Caversham, which is over the river in North Reading. And Reading Festival site is nearby me, and I have to go right down sort of between Reading and Basingstoke to get to my work. And going, we thought we'd leave early because, you know, just in case. Well, it turns out the traffic wasn't too bad going south. At that point, going north into Reading was just chocker. It was just mad. Absolutely mad. So we thought, oh, great, that's going to be fun getting home. So this evening, coming home, about 5 o'clock, I was listening to the radio at work, just because we all live sort of locally, so we'd like to know how the traffic's doing. And the traffic reports on the radio, I won't say what radio station I was listening to, but the traffic reports were saying, oh, yes, the road's a blocker, you know, you can't move anywhere, that kind of talking, you know, the whole the end of the world is coming thing. So we thought as we'd leave, oh, this is going to be terrible, isn't it? We're still going to be here at 8 o'clock trying to get home. And this is 5 o'clock. So we leave. We drive out slightly different way because one of the main roads was a little bit busy, but we can divert around that. And that's fine. So that's great. We divert this little patch of traffic and then go up to join the main road to get over the motorway. And from there on, it was like nothing was happening at all. It was just, oh, it was nothing there. And it took, the journey normally takes about half an hour. We did it in about 25. And I turned to my dad, who was driving me, and I said, you know, we've done that in less time than it would normally take us on a busy Saturday. So there we go. That is my rant for today. I may have another one tomorrow. I will still try, probably tomorrow now. I will go down to the Reading Festival site and record a boo down there because that'll be fun. Also, thank you very much to Paul, Omani Blog here on Audio Boo and on Twitter, who tweeted me earlier on saying that the Reading Festival girls were stocking up on booze. And he spelled boo as in B-O-O-S. That's not entirely what I meant, but, you know, great for linking that back to Audio Boo. You can probably hear my mum is shouting at me in the background, so I better disappear. So far, I've ignored her. I'm not going to answer her on an Audio Boo, so I'm going to disappear now. I will see you at some point soon. Stay watching me here on Audio Boo. Watching's not really the right word, is it? Oh, you know what I mean.